Welcome back to Carnal Catch. Once again, this is your host, Luke Wilhelm. On this week's episode, I had the opportunity to talk to the men's basketball team as they gear towards their 2018-2019 season, in which they will be defending their NWAC championship from last year. To recap what's happened in NIC sports, if you missed it, women's soccer team got knocked out of the playoffs by Peninsula College last Saturday, November 3rd. They lost 1-0, ending their season. Coming up in NIC sports, the volleyball team will begin its quest for an NWAC championship beginning Thursday in Tacoma. Their opponent is not yet set, so make sure you go and check NIC's athletics page for further information regarding that. The men's basketball team will host Peninsula College in a rematch of last year's championship game in their season opener on Saturday, November 17th. The game will tip off at 7:30 p.m. at Christensen Gymnasium. The wrestling team began its quest through Iowa this past weekend. They faced off against Iowa Western on Thursday, November 8th, which they won 30-19. And on Friday, November 9th, they faced off against Iowa Central Community College. They also won that match as well, 20-19. And now let's hear from head coach Corey Simmons and a couple of the NIC basketball players. So today, we're talking to the men's basketball team. I have with me Coach Corey Simmons, entering his fifth season as head coach, 15th overall at NIC. Sophomore guard Raekwon Evans from Billings, Montana, last season's NWAC tournament MVP, and freshman point guard Nate Pryor, D1 prospect from Seattle, Washington. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So last season, you guys finally captured the trophy that's kind of eluded this program for some time, taking it from a winning culture to like a championship culture now. Could you talk about the state of the program as it rests right now?
Yeah, it has. You know, this has been a great program historically over the last, 50, 60 years, all the way back with, Coach Rolly Williams and Hugh Watts and Jared Fay, and then now myself. It's always been a winning program, but yeah, to get our first championship in men's basketball was pretty big for us. And we've done a pretty good job of kind of keeping that culture over the last few years. And, recruits and players want to play for winning programs, and we've done a good job to make sure we're a winning program. We're one of the top programs in the country as far as wins and losses. You know, we have over 100 wins, 108 wins in 4 years, which is pretty astounding. So that's been great for us, and that's kind of building that championship culture, and to go in and win that NWAC championship last year was pretty big for us.
So as with every junior college sports wise roster turnover always seems to be a common concern. I'd say, though, of all the teams here at NIC, you guys probably are in the best situation as far as that goes. You return a lot of sophomore players, a good core of players. How big is that for continuing the culture, and then for guys like you, Nate, freshmen coming in, having those sophomores to look up to?
I think it's good because when I was at my prep school last year, Coach Corey wanted me to come, and I wasn't really sure because I was like, Idaho, what's Idaho? Then things didn't go well, so I check out some film, and then I watch over film, and I actually seen like good basketball, like at a good junior college. So, I just decided to come here. It's a good program to win basketball games, and I'm trying to win part two.
Yeah, absolutely. How have you guys, as like sophomores, you have a good core of players. How do you guys help incorporate the newcomers into the program so quickly?
We're all on the same mission at the end of the day. They're here to further the academics and to, represent what North Idaho has to represent. So trying to set a statement for them early and then let them know, we need you guys to hopefully repeat like last year. Mm-hmm. So, it's just like bringing them in, they're doing a great job. They already know what to do, what to expect. So, it's not as hard to show them the way, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And then, so last year, your offense kind of ran through you as far as ball control and stuff like that. This year, you got Nate coming in as a point guard, a ball-dominant guard. What kind of adjustments have you guys made, and what's the plan moving forward regarding this position?
The nice thing about it, too, is thanks to the good old Golden State Warriors, it's not really a big man game anymore. It's a guard-oriented game. It's guys that can dribble, shoot, and, it's not the traditional game. So it's actually been great. Do we have a point guard? Is Nate a point guard? Yeah. Is Ray a point guard? Yeah, but why can't we have two, you know, high major point guards playing together? Yeah. And they've done a great job of doing that. You know, there'll be times where Nate or Ray gets the rebound and Nate will play the two and vice versa. So they've done a great job of working together and kind of playing that 1-2, you know, combo guard. And they both do a great job of seeing the floor. So that it's actually great for us to have two point guards because they both can handle it. They both at a high level. They both pass the ball at a high level and they can both score it at a high level. So it's really beneficial to have both of them on the floor. We pretty much don't have a two guard. We have two point guards.
Yeah. How have you enjoyed almost having another guy that you know you can give the ball to and be confident that the team will also be successful?
It's nice. You know, it's like a lot of weight off of my shoulder. You know, I don't have to do much. He can come down a couple plays, facilitate, and I can really just watch and be there if I'm needed. So it takes a lot of pressure off, and it's nice to know that like it's in good hands if I don't have the ball.
Okay. So you guys are going to get your first time to see that, how the offense will play, and when you guys play Peninsula, a rematch of last year's championship game, another team that returns a lot of sophomores. What are your expectations for that? And then do you guys like having a big test first game of the year, or do you like oozing into the season?
No, yeah, I've been a big advocate of, you know, battle testing these guys before season hits. So it's great to bring Peninsula back in. And like you said, they've returned a lot of players from their championship game, their team. And, you know, bringing them in right off the bat is going to be a great test for us at home. You know, we got to, if you look at our non-conference schedule, we play a tough non-conference schedule. You know, some of the top teams in the country. So it's good for these guys to play that high caliber and kind of see where we're at, not just in the NWAC, but where we're at nationally. You know, we're ranked in the top 20 nationally for the fourth year in a row, which is big, but sometimes that's just rankings. It's going to be important for us to go out and see if we're battle-tested and see kind of where we stand up with those. Now, I don't know if you're familiar, but we have had 9 exhibition scrimmage games this year against top-notch teams. Yeah. So the guys have done really well, and it's been great to see them play some other teams. But we're excited to get that Peninsula game here and, you know, a little rematch of the championship game, and we want to start right off the gate firing.
Yep. So that's November 17th. Almost a month later, you guys are going to Mesa, Arizona for the Fiesta Junior College Shootout. You're going to be the only regional competing team there. How excited are you guys for that? Especially like someone like you just coming out of high school and you're already getting to perform on that big a stage and platform.
It's exciting because like at prep school, I didn't really play on big platforms. So to come up to a good program and go into a good tournament to show out on the platform is nice.
What are you guys most excited for about
Well, the
that?
Nice thing too is that first of all, it's just great. Like you said at the beginning of the, it's great for our program because it's an invitation tournament. You know, yeah. You have to get invited to that tournament, and we're, like you said, we're the only team invited that's not a national junior college. So they know the history of our program and how good our program has been. So they've invited us, and it's going to be great for us because, you know, South Plains, you know, Salt Lake, the top teams in the country are there. Yeah. So we're going to see ourselves against some of the best competition in the country.
Okay.
So we're excited. The only tough thing is this will be our first real college event here with the guys. We're going to be on the road in Christmas, so we don't get to be with our families at Christmas, but welcome to big time basketball.
That's good, though. It's a step up for the program for sure. So what's really taken this program to another level is suddenly you got a lot of guys that are playing here that are starting to go D1. Obviously, Ray, you just committed the other day to Utah State, joining Alfonso also. And we got a lot of other D1 prospects on this team right now, Nate as well. Why do you guys, maybe you guys even coming in, you knew that maybe this would be a good step up to so you could play here and then go D1, obviously. Why do you see NIC as such a breeding ground for D1 prospects?
I mean, it's really, it's thanks to the coaches, you know, and the people who were here before to kind of set that statement. Because, I mean, even though it's not national JUCO anymore, like, people still want to come and compete in this league because they know what it represents and they know, like, you're going to be in good hands when you come here. You know, like, when I came here, I knew I was in good hands from the start just by the way they presented themselves, like, what I saw, like, first open gyms and stuff like that. Like, there's talent coming through Coeur d'Alene, and it's being known.
Okay.
My opinion is that it don't matter what league you play in, you know, it's all about the, you know, like the level of, you know, people playing. And this program right here is a winning program. So college coaches are going to come to our game regardless. So it's good.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing for us is just the history of our program. We've had, I don't know, what fellas we've probably had. These guys have probably played in front of over 200 Division I coaches already this year,
yeah.
And we haven't even started yet. So the coaches know the history of our program and what kind of talent we get in here. So no matter, like Nate's saying, no matter what league we're in, they know the talent in here, and they'll find you. If you're good enough, they'll find you.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, that about wraps it up. Make sure you guys come and check out the defending champions of the NWAC, November 17th, the opening home game against Peninsula. Thanks, guys, for doing this, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Looking ahead to NIC Sports, volleyball will begin its march to the NWAC championship game on Thursday. The games will take place in Tacoma, Washington. Their opponent is yet to be set, so make sure to check out NIC's athletics page for further information regarding that. As previously mentioned in the podcast interview, the men's basketball team will host Peninsula College in a rematch of last year's championship game. It will take place on Saturday, November 17th. The game will tip off at 7:30 p.m. On Thursday, the wrestling team began its three-game trek in Iowa. On Thursday the 8th, they faced off against Iowa Western Community College and won 30-19. On Friday, they faced off against NJCAA Power Iowa Central Community College, and they won 20-19. Once again, thanks for listening to Cardinal Catch. If you haven't already, make sure you go and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, and we will catch you next time.